crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yo, I want to welcome you all to a special Monday night show, the Live by Terrence show. I'm your host, The Ruler T. I want to welcome my special guest, Tweeter B, to the show. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. Excited about tonight's show, special show. As a matter of fact, it marks our 100th show.
All right. I'm so, like, super excited about this show tonight. We have some exciting guests, and I'm all ecstatic about it being the 100th episode, so I'm happy to be here again with you, and I hope Stacy gets better soon, and I'm just here to celebrate this good time with you.
Yes. Planning on having a big party Wednesday, but, you know, that's still up in the air. It's all right, though. It's not, you know, we're going to party anyway this weekend because we have our birthdays coming up.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to party from Thursday until Sunday.
I know that's right.
So that is my game plan.
Yes, I know that's right. But before we bring on our special guest, Trishelle, from MTV's Real World Las Vegas season, we're going to kick off the show with Fella featuring Future, titled Money.
Right.
And we're gonna talk about them dead white boys.
I'm talking money, 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 money. That ball money, money. Ex-cush white girl, fuck the law money. Know that interstate, 28, they keep it straight. That you don't want that type of drama in your life. Money, 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 money. That ball money, ex-cush white girl, fuck the law money. Know that interstate, 28, they keep it straight. That you don't want that type of drama in your life. Up early in the morning while my son's still sleeping. Don't know where my bitch at, she probably in BB. She might go crazy when I tell her I'm leaving. Somebody pray for me, cause I'm out here speeding. Bike swerving through traffic, trunk full of gas. I got that black double bag, took them past me. Just trying to turn a penny into a pretty situation. Stay from out they face and keep these lame niggas hating. Making fails out the booth while I spit this shit. I told my engineer to chill while I count my tips. Turn nothing to society. That's what the fuck I call magic. And the sugar that I'm talking ain't plastic. But I'm talking money, 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 money. That ball.
No counters. What? You don't want no drama. No. You ain't getting no lumber. Nah. You ain't got no gunners. Nah. You ain't doing no stunts. Rockstar my lifestyle. Nah. Turned up, went global.
Turn up.
Blast off to the moon. $1 million in the room.
Pluto.
Super Future coming soon.
Right.
Real nigga tycoon. Birds wrapped in balloons. Bills wrapped in plastic. Astronaut my status.
Yeah.
Dirt Sprite or classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Rack stacked on racks.
Rex.
Voila, man.
I'm talking money, 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 money. That ball money.
Money.
Ex-cush white girl, fuck the law money. Know that interstate, 28, they keep it straight. That you don't want that type of drama in your life. Money, 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 money. That ball money. Ex-cush white girl, fuck the law money. Know that interstate, 28, they keep it straight. That you don't want that type of drama. Been up all week money. Jackers and the feds talking heat money. Street money. Bucking on your plug, not speed money. 24/7, no sleep money. I ain't money. A wise man told me, fella, get money. Cause when it
nigga.
All right. I got you, fella.
All right. Astronaut.
Oh, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw up a dollar sign and we might look.
Afro Money Gang.
Afro MG. Right, right.
G-Max Marketing Incorporated, cutting edge marketing for the 21st century, an industry leader in creativity with all the tools you need to make your business go.
Let our professionals show you a one-and-done plan to make your business or team grow in the right direction. With personal sponsorship, planning, national promotions, and many more marketing tools to push your project to the top.
Visit us on the web today at gmaxmarketinginc.com. That's gmaxmarketinginc.com. And see what we can do for you.
Yo, welcome back to the show. This is the Ruler T. You make sure you check out the G-Max. They doing things in the marketing world. I want to welcome back my co-host, Tweeter B.
Hey, hey.
Hey, we're going to kick off tonight's show with a very known celebrity. You can find her on The Real World Las Vegas. She was on season 12 of that show. She has been featured in Playboy. She's also can play a little poker there. I know she can beat me because I can't play poker. But we're going to welcome Trishelle to the show. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Doing okay. Doing okay. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what's been going on with you? What you up to now these days?
Well, I'm actually right the second packing my suitcase because I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Europe for a month. And so just been traveling a lot like crazy. I was in Barcelona filming a pilot for a poker show. And then after that, I've been traveling like a little bit, went to Iceland and went to hang out in Canada. And then I was in actually Turkey this summer filming the new challenge, which airs on the 19th.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's been busy.
Yeah, that's the day after my birthday too. My birthday's on the 18th. I wish I could have featured the show on the 18th, and you know, could have been a Real World the Live by Terrence celebration at the same time.
That's awesome. Well, happy early birthday.
I appreciate that. So what can we expect for the new challenge season that's coming up on September the 19th?
Well, it's Battle of the Seasons, and so it's going to be four people from different seasons of The Real World, and our season is obviously Vegas, but we have two from my show, me and Alton, and then Dustin and Nani are from the new season of Vegas. So we're the only team that's kind of split up like that, so it's kind of interesting, like an interesting dynamic that they did. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fighting. Like crazy, crazy fighting. Like people almost getting kicked off the show fighting.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that I yelled at someone the second night that I was there.
Oh.
So it didn't take long for us to kind of like get comfortable with each other. So
how is that living in the house with so many people that you're unfamiliar with?
You know, it's crazy. Like, during my season, everyone was sort of in the same boat and on The Real World. And so, like, we kind of were like, oh, we're all meeting each other for the first time. And it was pretty comfortable. But, you know, these challenges are so weird and awkward because there are some people that know each other from before. There are some people that have dated. They had people on there that were actually divorced. They were married and then got divorced and then had to do a challenge together.
Wow. Wow.
And then, yeah, so it's like people have all this, like, mixed drama. And then sometimes, you know, like, I didn't know a lot of the people because they were all, like, younger and, like, on the newer shows and had never done a challenge. So it was all these new people. And then this is me coming into my third challenge, and I haven't even done one in, like, 6 years or something. So it was kind of weird, you know, for me.
I know you come from an athletic background, so what are some of the regimen that you do now to stay in shape?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, I swear to you, like, I hate working out. I hate it. And it was crazy. Like, on this challenge, these people would freaking get up and, like, after, like, we had went out and drank and stuff, and they were just, like, going at it in the gym, like,
sweating. And I was just like, I would lay out in my bikini by the pool, and I was like, I'm breaking a sweat just looking at you. Like, I don't even, yeah. I'm going to start running, though. I should probably keep in shape. I mean, I'm 32. I'm not getting any younger.
You look good. You look good for 32. I would have never known that unless you said it just now.
Thank you. Oh, well, one of the promos for our show, they have to show me, and then they show some guy being like, Trishelle's like 87 years old. I was like, wow, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Now, how has the real world experience changed your life overall?
I mean, I'm from Louisiana, and I went to college in Mississippi, and when I was in college, I just thought that I would probably marry that college baseball guy that I was dating and, you know, have a bunch of babies and live in the South. And that's completely, like, great, you know. And
right.
But my life sort of changed instead. I've, you know, been traveling a lot. I moved to California for 9 years. And, you know, it's changed a lot for the better. And I'm really happy with where I am right now. I probably would have been happy, too, if I spit out a bunch of babies, but, you know, there's still time for that.
But do you have a love interest in your life right now?
I do. I have an amazing, wonderful boyfriend, and it's very new, so I know that everyone's wonderful in the beginning. So he's Canadian, and he's a professional poker player, and so, yeah. He's, you know, he lives in Canada. It's kind of hard, but whatever.
So who's the better poker player?
Oh, he is for sure. I'm going to watch him. Yeah, he's playing like in Paris, Cannes, and San Remo over the next month. And so I'm going to like watch him play and everything and support him.
Oh, well, that would be awesome.
Now,
yeah,
Do you like make him nervous when you're there? Does he play better or worse?
Well, this is like, I mean, we actually both played in Barcelona. We played the same event, and he busted before me. And so he was like, hey, wifey, your husband's busted. He's like, you're still in, it's fine. Yeah, it was cute. But he's a great guy and a great poker player, and, yeah, he's a good one. Better than dating those MTV fools.
I would play better if my girl was around because, you know, if I see her over there standing in the crowd, you know, it give me a little extra swag. You know, I walk a different way. You know, that is my personal
view. I hear you. I hope he feels that way. I hope he doesn't look up and say, oh, her again.
You're on your way to Europe, you said. What are you going to be doing there?
I'm flying into Paris, and then I guess we stay there for a week or however long, and then he's playing tournaments there, and then the south of France, and then in Italy, and then I have family, because I'm a Sicilian, part Sicilian, so I have family in Italy, and so we might go and visit family, and, you know, kind of like exploring the Canatella family tree.
Whoa, wow.
So,
they're competing you guys good when you get there, too.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. I would like to be fattened up.
Yeah, that's what's up there. If you want to call in, you can dial 646-378-0298. Trishelle, do you like to take a caller? We have a caller that's waiting to ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay. The last four digits is 0073. You're on the air. How you doing tonight? Hello?
Okay, well, maybe
okay.
Not.
I guess they got scared. But you know what? You know what I was thinking? You know, by you being a poker player and your boyfriend's a poker player, if y'all decide to have kids, y'all probably going to have the next great poker player born.
I know. I don't want to freak him out or anything, but that's the plan.
Well, we're going to take a station break.
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Trishelle. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Well, we're going to take a station break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Trishelle and Tweety B.
All right.
Track Slammers.
Yo, I want to welcome you back to the Live by Terrence show with the Ruler team, Tweeta B and Trishelle.
Hey.
Now, Trishelle, now tell us about this poker reality show that you had mentioned earlier. What do we have in tail for this show, this new show?
Well, this is it's called Living the Life, and it is featuring me and this girl, Amanda Kimmel, and she was on Survivor. Actually, she was on Survivor 3 times. She was like, you know, like one of the favorites on that show. And so it's her and I. I've been playing poker for, I guess, about 8 years. She's been playing poker for like 5 months. And so it's kind of like a little bit of element of competition between the two of us and how we sort of do with tournaments and everything. And so it's going to be us traveling around playing in poker tournaments and sort of like a lifestyle type show as well. You know, because we're going to be going to like a lot of cool places and everything. So yeah, it should be really fun. I mean, we filmed a little bit in LA and then we filmed in Barcelona. So it was awesome. And Amanda's a super like cool girl. So it's a lot of fun to hang out with her.
Okay. So we're going to be seeing a lot of stuff outside of playing in those poker tournaments too, right? Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Like more like fun girl stuff too. Like, you know, hanging out with like other poker players, I guess, and doing charity events and photo shoots and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool.
Now, besides Alton, do you stay in touch with any other cast members from Real World Las Vegas?
Yeah, I talked to Arissa, actually. She was a girl from Boston.
Okay.
And I talked to her every once in a while. And then Frank I talked to, and that's about it. You know, a lot of them, like, Irulan's married and has babies, and, like, Bryn got married and has, like, 5 kids, like, something ridiculous like that. And
okay.
Steven has a kid, and he's been married and divorced and married again or something like that. So, yeah, that guy. If I would have known, like, I would not have wasted my tears or my time if I would have known that he was going to end up like that. But, yeah, I mean, and Alton and I, it was really interesting on the challenge because we never had, like, any beef or, like, you know, or history that was negative or anything. But for some reason, on the challenge, we just did not get along. And so we fought a lot, actually. And so I fought with him more than I fought with anyone. And so it kind of sucks. It's kind of crappy because he's a, you know, like a shared this cool experience with him, like, on the Real World and everything, but we just didn't get along at all during the show.
Wow.
Yeah, he got into a lot of fights. It's going to be really interesting how, like, it turns out with his editing and stuff.
Well, so for, like, the people who don't know about the show and where to find it, where would it be aired? And
it's going to be... Yeah, the challenge is going to be airing at the Battle of the Seasons. It's going to be on September 19th, I think it's a Wednesday, on MTV at 9 p.m.
All right, that's awesome.
All right, Trishelle, are there any shout-outs you would like to give?
Oh, for me? No, I just, like, thank everyone for listening, and I hope that y'all watch the challenge, and don't judge me too hard for yelling at people and possibly going crazy.
Okay, now I got a question for you. After the season is over, would you be willing to come back on the show and talk about a little bit of the events that went on there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll just hit me up and get my email and everything, and I'll definitely – I need to say my side of the story, obviously.
Right.
I'm not going to go down like that. I have to give my side.
We're really looking forward to hearing that, huh, Terrence?
Oh, yes. always. Trishelle, I want to thank you for taking the time out to call into the Live by Terrence show. And we wish you much success in your future endeavors.
Thank you, sweetheart. Good talking to y'all.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yo, Tweeta B, 100 episode. How you
yes,
feel?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so far, so good, huh?
Oh, yeah, always. Our next guest, we're going to go ahead and bring our next guest on. He actually called in last week when Fella was on, and we're going to bring Young Scoop back in the studio. How you doing, Young Scoop?
Hey. Fella was on. We're going to bring Young Scoop back in the studio.
Young Scoop,
what's up? Yeah, I'm up here. My bad.
Nah, that's okay. You know what? I'm going to give you the DJ horn for that one.
Yeah.
Hey, that's my favorite horn. That Tweeter B cannot stand that horn.
I know, bro. I was tuned in last time, and I heard you kept hitting it in.
Yeah, that's like...
get on my nerves. He
What'd you say, Tweeter B?
He does that with no warning, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, here he goes.
Hey, I actually like that horn, though. It makes you feel some type of way when you know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're looking for something to happen next. Like, what is going on? Like, okay, it's cool for a show, okay? When we're doing shows, that's good. But when we're talking and it's just all of a sudden there's this horn, you're like, what is going on? Where do we go? Where do we hide? What's happening?
Well, I'm going to get that horn put on my truck this week.
I'm
just kidding.
I would not be riding with you.
Just kidding, all jokes aside. So what you have going on today, Young Scoop?
Oh, man, you know, it's just nothing but just grinding, you know what I'm saying? You know, Blood Raw got the album coming out, Raw Redemption. It'll be out 10-9, 2012. So that's pretty much what we focus on right now, you know what I'm saying? Just promoting the album, trying to get everybody to pre-order it and everything, just grinding.
Okay. Well, tell us about this album that you have coming out. Like, what can we look forward to? What kind of songs are on there?
Oh, man, you can just look forward to just like the real. That's the way I'm going to put it. Just look forward to real reality music. You know, I ain't even knocking the industry and saying, like, if people making fake music, but I can tell you, like, one thing about Blood Raw, though, he makes real music that everybody can relate to, you know, everybody in the hood, even people that's really going through stuff. He make it feel like he actually in your shoes.
Now, how many tracks would be on this album?
Right now, man, I really don't want to say because I could say one number and then, you know, things change and then it'll be another number. You feel me?
Right. Oh, yeah, I feel you. So we have a track from you actually it's Blood Raw called Rockin'. Can you tell us about this record that we're about to play for you?
Oh, man, this record right here is crazy. It's going crazy all around in every city. You know what I'm saying? It's basically a female anthem. If you know you rocking it, you know you bad, this your anthem right here. And it's just a fire record that everybody can vibe to, ladies and females. We was actually at Club Dream with him, and he performed this. We was at Club Dream with him in Tampa on the first, and he performed it, and man, people went crazy.
All right, Terrence, we're turning it up because you know me. I'm ready to get crazy now. Let me hear this, what I'm about to get crazy to.
Yeah, you about to go crazy, Tweeter B.
All right.
But here it is, y'all, rocking.
DJ Black Holiday, Jam Squad, keep it 100. This kid is my nickel.
And what that chap you say on your back?
Black Holiday.
Damn.
I seen La Mama on the dance floor. Then she went to dropping it. Then she got the heels on. I like the way she popping it. The way she dropping low. Baby girl, she be rocking it. The whole club watching, shouting back. She know she rocking it.
Keep it 100.
Dance floor, then she went to dropping it. Then she got the heels on. I like the way she popping it.
cutting edge marketing for the 21st century, an industry leader in creativity with all the tools you need to make your business go.
Let our professionals show you a one and done plan to make your business or team grow in the right direction. With personal sponsorship, planning, national promotions, and many more marketing tools to push your project to the top.
Visit us on the web today at gmaxmarketinginc.com. That's gmaxmarketinginc.com and see what we can do for you.
Yo, welcome back to the Live by Terrence show with the Ruler T, Tweeter B, and Young Scoop.
In the building. Hey, I like that song. What do you think, Terrence?
Yeah, I was rocking it. You know what I'm saying? I like that song. And like Young Scoop said, it does have that vibe where the females would enjoy that song also. So I could see, you know, people getting up in the clubs and dancing to that track.
That's hot.
Yeah, that is hot. And so that's the reception you always get, Young Scoop?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, Young Scoop?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So that's the same reception that you all get when that song is played in the clubs?
Oh, yeah, man. People love it. When that song come on, people go crazy, you know what I'm saying? Females go crazy. It just love when that song come on because everybody can vibe to it. They can feel the vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? She rocking it. Everybody want a female that's rocking. You feel me?
Oh, yes.
Now, who did the production on that one?
Say that again?
Who did the production for that song?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you right now.
Who did the beat for that song?
Oh, it was produced by 2G.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of him, but I like the beat. I really like that. It's hot. I like the song and everything. It has, you know, you have these songs that have no meaning. You know what I'm saying? It's like they have a catchy hook, but the whole rest of the song is nothing.
Yeah, I know about them kind of songs.
Right. And so, like, those songs I refuse to listen to. Right. Yeah, that's the bubblegum horn.
No, that is not the bubblegum horn. I know you don't like my horn, but yes, I do understand what you're saying to a Tweeter B. But you can continue on. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm good. I was just, you know, letting Young Scoop know that I like the song. That was all.
Hey, that might be a good way to cut things off too, right?
Yeah, with the horn, huh?
That'd be a good way to do that.
Yeah. So tell us, what else do you have going on? Are you making any hot videos that Tweety B can be starting or what?
say that again. Say that one more time.
Are you making any hot videos that you can star Tweety B in, you know, have me coming out of the clouds or something like that?
Hey, I mean, we always can work something out.
What video would that be, Tweeter B?
Well, I don't know. We're putting it together right
coming
now.
Coming out of the, you said coming out of the clouds?
Coming out of the clouds.
Wow. I can only imagine what kind. That can go anyway, right?
Yeah, that could go anyway.
That can be some Bow Chicka Wow Wow, or it can be a music video.
Shut up, Terrence.
Yeah, but y'all scoop. Are there any shout-outs you would like to give?
Oh, yeah, man. I want to give a shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, my beautiful baby mama, Tia. I want to give a shout-out to the whole team, VRE, my Blood Raw, everybody over there, the whole team that's working, you know what I'm saying, to promote this album. Everybody go get it. It's going to be an album that's going to always be around. It's a classic. And I just want to give a shout out to y'all, you and Tweety B, man, for having me on the show. It's a big honor to have me on the show.
Absolutely, I've enjoyed it immensely.
You know what, Young Scoop, you can always call into the show, man. Kick it with us on the air. We have fun. You know, we bring entertainers and people of all walks of life on the show. So you always welcome to come on the show.
All right, man, I thank you. And before I leave, I want to say one more thing. I want everybody to, if they could, just follow me on Twitter. That's at YUNGSCOOP. And I'll be tweeting out the link where you can pre-order Raw Redemption and make sure everybody click on the link and get them a copy of Raw Redemption because this is an album that you don't want to miss.
All right, I don't want to miss it. I think it's pretty hot. I don't want to miss it, so make sure we get that information.
All right, I'll be sure to tweet it to y'all.
All righty.
Well, thank you, Young Scoop. You know what? Young Scoop is a real man. You know what he did doing his shout outs? He gave a shout out to his baby moms. How
isn't
many men?
Awesome?
Go ahead, Tweety.
I say, isn't that awesome?
Yes, that is. That's very good and an honor for a man to give a shout out to baby mama. You know what? I want to give a shout out to my baby mama.
All right. Woohoo. Baby mama shout out time. Let's do it.
Yes. All right, let's round them up. 646-378-0298. Call in. Give a shout out to your baby mama. That's what we're going to do. We have turned this into the baby mama show.
Baby mama shout out show.
But we do have a caller, and before we take a station break, I'm going to repeat the last four digits. It's 2015. You're on the air. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
What's up? How you doing?
Oh, nothing, man. Just been listening to the show lately, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sound a lot more lively, man. Y'all sound a lot more lively.
This voice sounds very familiar. Do I know you,
boy? What's up, Tweety B?
Hey, how are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know who this is. I'm doing all right. What's up, Big Ten?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I can't call it. You sound like you know what I'm saying. You done been set free your damn self, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you sound a little more mellow, a little more large in charge of the show, but everything. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it sounds more like Live by Terrence now.
See, you know what? This is the 100th episode, so we got to kind of lay it back a little bit, you know, for
yeah.
the 100th episode.
We're celebrating. Yeah. We have daiquiris. You know, we're just, you know, having a good time in the studio tonight.
Oh, yeah. I can tell that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, everybody giving a shout-out to the mother of their children and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, that's like a nice thing, I guess. You know?
But you know what? That's the first time I heard someone give a shout-out to their baby mom. Real talk.
I mean, you know, I mean, when a cat ain't ashamed, man, when you with her, you supposed to do that, man. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, man, you know, he probably going to get some extra when he get home tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be like, you know, shit. He's going to get home, food going to be hot. He's going to have, like, the after-sex meal cooked and everything. You know, you got to do that. You got to know how to act, man. Yeah, you got to know how to act when you go on them shows, man. You got to shout out your partners. You got to shout out your insurance man. You got to shout out the man at the grocery store, the pizza man. You know, so you got to shout out your PO. You know
oh, my
man?
Goodness. Are you serious?
Shout out your PO, man. He might let you, you know, he let you travel out of town to do them shows. You got to shout out the PO. You know, I just wanted you to shout out to Mr. Jenkins, who let me go to Louisiana, you know what I'm saying, to do Freestyle Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
You know, yeah, not violate me on that last dirty test. You know, I was just around some folks that were smoking. I wasn't really smoking. It was loud in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, but I just wanted to say, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing a fine job, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying the show a lot more. You know what I'm saying? It's a little more, you know, it's a little dark up in here, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're glad that you are tuned in. We're so happy that you called in, and we hope to hear from you again in the future. Thank you for supporting me so much.
Oh, you know how it go, man. I got y'all back, man. Y'all good peoples, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. Y'all have a good day, man. I'm going to be tuning in to the rest of the show, man.
All right, appreciate it, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, man, you know how it go, man. Got to support your folks, man.
That's right. That's what's up.
All right.
So what do we have coming up next, Terrence?
Well, we have a third guest. He keeps dropping off the switchboard, Dulu Banks. We're waiting on him to call back in. But while we're waiting on Dulu Banks to come back in, We're going to play this song for the state of Alabama. Lord knows, I really don't want to play it because, you know, you and I both are Auburn fans. But
oh, here we go.
We owe them
to. Bring out the horn, Terrence. Just bring out the horn.
Bring out the horn. This
bring
is
out
the horn.
Horn.
This is the horn for the Auburn University football team for the year 2012. We are 0-2.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
No, it's not. It's sad.
It's not funny because, you know, we breathe and live football in this area.
Yes, we do.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's sad. And I'm really kind of tired of taking up for them. So they need to kind of step it up. You know what I mean?
But I can tell you this. Lately, I have seen a lot more Alabama fans, and I don't quite understand that.
I think some of our people have swapped over.
I think so. Everybody got a flag now.
Yeah, everybody has the Alabama flag, so let them wave. I am orange and blue for life, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we're going to play this song in a way because, you know, he represents this area. And he's.
Well, I love Young Johnny. It's no offense to Young Johnny, but he knows.
Oh, no. Yeah, he know how we feel about that football. Most definitely. But, you know, this is a hot track, and you know, and you all will listen and see why. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off. This is I'm So Alabama.
CCM.
Home for the time. You don't want to try. We're rolling over these guys like roller coaster rides. Alabama fumble. Alabama praise me. Alabama daddy. Alabama baby.
Big B, we're here at Club Rain, Paul Wall, Smooth Vegas, shout out to Terrence and Smokey Stacy, you know, it's going down, man, it's going down, Paul Wall, let's get it.
Yo, welcome back to the Live by Terrence show with the Ruler T and Tweeter B. I definitely want to give a shout out to Smoking Stacy. She is out on leave right now, but she will be back soon.
Yes.
Before Dulu Banks join or call into the show, you got something in the mail today, Tweeter B. You want to tell us about it?
Yes, I was so happy to receive a thank you card from Jada Blaze and, you know, all of her people over there, and I just thought that that was like, wow, you know what I mean? So big shout out to her and all of the family there. You know, we have become a close-knit family over a little short amount of time. So, you know, I just want to give big shout out to her and everything that she's doing, you know?
Yes, definitely. You know, we are glad to be part of the family. But you know what I was really looking for? I was looking for a bag of money since it's been my birthday. Yeah, your birthday
kinda
coming up.
Yeah, I thought it was too. You know, like a check we could split in half or something.
I know.
Happy birthday to us.
Yes, indeed. And I do see Dulu Banks in the on the switchboard there. We're going to bring him home just a second. But yeah, okay. I want to read this thank you note quickly that we received from Jada Blaze's management team.
Okay.
It said, Terrence, thank you for being such an amazing host. Jada Blaze had an amazing time, and we truly believe we now have a new family, new family members at the Live by Terrence show. Thank you for everything. Love all and Jada Blaze, LDC Management. And I personally want to thank LeVan Collins, the founder of LDC. That's great that we received a thank you note card.
Awesome.
But now we're going to bring on another guest from the ATL area. We met this next guest over the internet, Facebook, Twitter, and he's gracing us with his presence to share some of his music. So
right.
Let's bring on Dula Banks. How you doing?
What's up? What's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing today? I'm glad to have you on the show.
I'm doing all right. What's up with y'all? Terrence J and Tweeter B.
We are laid back in the studio for the 100th episode, and we are chilling so far. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, just laid back, just chilling.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a club somewhere drinking these daiquiris, where it actually is a pina colada.
Yeah, I like them Tom Collins, though, man. They get me right.
They get you right.
Yeah, you got to try that Tom Collins.
Well, you got to tell us how to do that.
Yeah, it's a little mixed drink.
So do you drink some Tom Collins while you're working on your music?
Nah, sometimes I got to have that level head. So, you know, I just like keep all the alcohol away from me during that period of time or whatnot.
So tell us about something that you're working on right now. What's going on with you?
Right now, I'm about to start pushing my new album, Coastal Mania. I just got it ready. I had got shot recently, and I just started back working in progress. And basically, it's just an album, just basically talking about my life and where I come from and what I do and just trying to get the people motivated.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, you said you got shot, so is everything okay with you from that aspect?
Well, yeah, right now, like, I just started back doing shows and performing a lot during my injury, during the time out. You know, I was on the bench on injury reserve for a minute, but I'm back, and I'm pushing full throttle, trying to get my album on out, and basically I'm doing a lot of promotion right now for it.
Now, what made you get involved in music?
Basically, I had a roommate that was a DJ, and my first song I ever made, it started making a little noise, so I just took it from there and just rolled with it.
Oh, okay. So I think we were talking earlier, and you said something about you had done some work with Future, is that right?
Yeah. I had met him in Montgomery when he came to Montgomery or whatever, and we had did a little project.
Okay, we just had a guest on not long ago that had also done a song with Future, so I see we're being surrounded by people featuring Future, so maybe we can get him to come on and talk about some of this work he's doing everywhere around here.
Yeah, he's a guy for the Alabama people and, you know, surrounding areas and whatnot. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, Tweeter, but you remember I told you yesterday that I made contact with Future's PR person. She sent me over a exclusive song from Lucci Liu and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I think I do remember you saying that yesterday.
Yes. I need to load that up in the studio and play that tonight. So what project do you have working on, are you working on right now, Dulu?
Excuse me?
What projects are you currently working on right now?
Oh, right now I'm working on starting to move my album forward with video shoots in progress. Right now I'm working with my Tiger Records staff, a couple guys out of ATL, whatnot.
Now, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me up on the Twitter, Dula Banks.
Okay. All right, we're going to play this first song that we have by you called They Hate. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, it started, you know, like I started getting them cold stares in the club when I fall off in the club or whatnot. And, like, when I'm buying drinks for the ladies, you know, I got people just watching and they hate and they ain't participating. So, basically, you know, I feel like all the haters in the world, they're a threat when they hit you for no reason. So, it's just haters. Why is these haters trying to kill me? That's the song.
All right, y'all. Well, here it is. Dula Banks with They Hate.
Let's do it.
They hate and they waiting on Banks to fall on. Waiting and they hating on Banks to fall on. Say they hating and they waiting on Banks to fall on. Waiting and they hating no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. I'm on a full-time grind, money on my mind. I'm seeing dollar signs, blowing the finest pine. And my diamond shine, the whole city blind. Read between the lines, I ain't selling rhymes. Three-time felon iron on my waistline. All my people dying, that's why I'm slanging nine. What the fuck you was when I had to do that time? Commissary low, bitch, you ain't seen a dime. They talked about me bad, the haters and the critics. God forgive me for the times that I bullshitted. I'm still in the kitchen, busting down chickens. Trigger finger itching when I'm on a mission. Never leave a witness, $1 million business. Know the operation, coke, the occupation. Plugged in with my Haitians, balling on probation. Rocking for the nation, label me the greatest. They hate and they wait, no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate, no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait, no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off.
The whole world against me, they wanna see me dead. In the trunk with a bullet to my fucking head. The lifestyle I led was all about the bread. Stuck in fucking feds, balling out with chicken heads. I'm a beast in the game, shit remain the same. Bitches saying my name, they looking at me strange. Saying out of chain, screaming for the fame. Just trying to maintain, move 100 other things. Shout out to my blood, A1 Yoda, prick cocaine. Holly money ain't a thing, so many bricks I'm going insane. So many tits hit me brain, got me swearing lane to lane. Doing this shit on candy paint, yeah, it's the big bang.
They hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off. Say they hate and they wait no banks to fall off. Waiting and they hate no banks to fall off.
Yo, that's the Ruler T's horn. Welcome back, Tweeter B.
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
And we want to welcome Dula Banks back to the show.
Yeah, what else, Terrence?
Yeah, I'm feeling that track,
man. Tweeter B got a lot of energy tonight. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Tweeter B got all the energy tonight, don't she, Terrence?
Yeah, she's like an energizer bunny, man.
Yeah, I see some crap, man. She might be on the Red Bulls over there, right?
Yeah, we're bringing in a hundred episode with some pina coladas, you know, we just kicking back.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So tell me about this. They waiting and they hating for Dula the what?
They waiting on me to fall out, baby, but they ain't gonna get to see it. It ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen. It's a boom.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that track.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Talk about some hot clubs down there. What's going on in Tuskegee? Is that right?
Yeah, Tuskegee Town, T-Town. Tuskegee University, home of the alumni. Yeah, the Tuskegee Airmen, Red Tails.
Well, is that the team that had the good band?
Yeah, that's a good band.
Yeah, I thought so.
And
yes,
we had the championship. And a couple games in the Pioneer Bowl.
So you know what you should do, Dula? You should go out there when the band is practicing and shoot your video. Just get them in there on the fly.
Yeah, I got to do some stuff like that for real. I'm going to get creative, though. It's going to happen in a minute. I got a whole little outlook for everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it used to be the home of Players Ball.
You're right.
Lionel Richie.
No, I went down there.
The summer door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to the Players Ball before.
Yeah, it's historical now down that way. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Now, other than Tuskegee, what other teams do you follow in college football?
Right now, you know, I'm checking out Alabama, baby, Roll Tide. Alabama nation.
Terrence, where
that
is the horn?
That bandwagon is too full, man.
Where is the horn?
Hey, but you got to understand, baby. Hey, we about to have this. Hey, y'all must be some Auburn fans or something.
hey, we just leasing that trophy out to you all for a couple more years.
Yeah, y'all might get it one day in the future. But you know, Alabama, they elephant eat peanuts and just stepping on them.
Yeah, you're right. It's sad.
Yeah.
Well, we coming back in 20, fill in the blank.
I like to give a big shout out to y'all for supporting people in this business, and also I like the show so far so good, so I'm loving it.
Oh, well, we hope to have you back. Like, this won't be the last time we hear from you now, will it?
Nah, y'all got me very inspired, so it's like I'll be blowing y'all up trying to get on here every time. Like, what's up? What y'all doing for? Let's do some pina coladas and get this show rolling.
That's right. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah. But yeah, I got a couple good tracks, you know, for the females, and I got some for the guys, you know. Just trying to get the club. Like, I do a lot of performances at clubs and stuff like that. But trying to take it further than where I can go. I'm trying to take it to the universe and back, you know. Out
okay.
The universe and whatever. I'm trying to take it far as I can get it, as far as the music being. It's my dream, and I'm trying to fulfill that. I'm very inspired, though.
Now, who you would like to shout out before we close out the show with one of your hot tracks?
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to my homeboy out of Tuskegee called Quad Beats. He the hottest guy in town with the beats. He fire. I'd like to give a shout out to my homeboy B. Curry for making everything happen for me as far as how far I made it in my career right now. I also like to give a shout out to my mom. My mom, Duke, love her to death. And I also like to give a shout out to everybody who's going to follow Dula Banks on Facebook, Twitter. Check out my music. Give me a chance to get in their ear, and then maybe from there, I like to give a shout out to God, last but not least, and Tweeter B and my nigga Tan J.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I'll make
it's 100. I'm sorry. It's the 100th episode, and what are your special shout outs besides Baby Mama?
Oh.
Well, my special shout out. It's got to be the three to be, because I love your music, Greg. You just go hell with that music. You just so, Lord
have mercy. That's what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah, I like that music, Tweet to be. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah. She be on her stuff, don't she?
Yeah, she doing her thug sizzle. Yeah.
Well, Dula, I wanna thank you for being on the show. Much props to you and everything that you have going on in the future. You're always welcome to come back to the Live by Terrence show anytime, man.
Yeah, I want you to host my birthday party December the 10th now, so we need to get that situated.
Okay, that's what's up. I will be honored to do that, man.
Okay, that'll be a bet right there, and I appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
It was an honor to have you, honey. We hope to see you again soon.
Okay, God bless you. Y'all take care.
All right, you too. Tweet it B.
You know what?
I'm sad to see this 100 episode come to an end. What shout outs you would like to give?
Well, I want to give a shout out to God who's given me the opportunity and breath in my body to do what I do. I also want to give a shout out to my mom and CCM family. Also to my friend Will in New Jersey who's locked in and listening to the Live by Terrence show tonight. And everybody else who supported me and pushing me and telling me that I can do it. And right now I want to thank you and Smoke and Stacey for the opportunity to be on the air with you guys for your 100th episode. And I wish you many, many, many more.
Yes. So, yeah, since y'all know I'm in the building, because you heard the horn, I'd like to give my shout-outs out.
All right.
You know, I always give a shout out to the world. Well, to everybody in the world, my family, friends, my haters, my enemies, the people I don't know, the people I do know.
Yes.
Me, myself, and I, not in that order. Tweet a B. The Hype Magazine. The Rising Star Group, Smoking Stacy, Robin Carter, G-Max, the Irish Bread Pub, CCM,
yes.
Everybody from East Alabama and beyond.
Right. I got to say one more shout-out, too. And since everybody is doing the baby mama thing, I'm going to shout-out to my baby daddy. I want to say what's up to you doing your thing. And shout-out to my son, AJ. I love you. Mama's thinking about you always. And I just wish the world great success. And if you have a goal, go for it. Don't stop till you get it done.
Yeah, I thought you about to say don't stop till you get enough. I was thinking about Michael Jackson just then.
See, there you go.
He. But anyway. I love saying anyway. I gotta take that word out of my vocabulary.
Yeah, it doesn't wear on you well.
We're going to close out tonight's show with a track that Dula Banks dropped in to us. And you know what? The title of it is Drop That. So I want to say good night from the Ruler T and Tweeter B, the whole Live by Terrence staff, Smoking Stacy. You all have a good night. We'll be back on tomorrow, which tomorrow will be a replay, you know, due to 9/11. And there's also Patriot Day. So this goes out to everybody that lost someone or was affected during the 9/11 tragedy. So you all have a good night. Peace.
See you, bye.
Drop that ass to the floor. Shake that ass, get low. She doing it like a pro. She got me throwing dough. Guaranteed stunner, not your everyday nice face, slim waist with a bunch of ass under.
Call her Dara Dawkins cause she tightly with them thunder thighs. Look into her eyes, she'll turn you to stone. I wonder, can she work the bed like she worked the pole? Can she give me good head, keep the mater swole? Girl, you got to shake it if you really wanna get it. Gotta work it right if you want me to spend it. Gotta make it shake, stop and make it pop. Shorty light spinners moving when the music stop. Shorty, let me holler at you when the music stop. Me and you need to leave, go post and burn trees, and you can be my private dancer. Yeah, you got me so intrigued.
Drop that ass to the floor, shake that ass, get low. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. Drop that ass to the floor, shake that ass, get low. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough.
All in Magic City, blowing up a fitness. Ooh, I love that ass, and I love them titties. She doing it like a pro, slide down the pole. Make that ass roll like some 24s. I got them garbage hoes coming all out they clothes. Fat Tuesday, you can catch me at the Rose. Free hoes, make your knees touch your elbows. I'm throwing dough into the club close. Her pockets roll, she work the pole. She twerk it slow, hit the flow. Get dough, hit the split, get low. About the cash flow, shake that ass. They put me in the game, give me stupid brain. I make it rain, catch me in a blue flame. Caramel, red bone, got me in the zone. Let me see them thongs, do they match a bro? You ain't got no flow, fatty bitch I ever saw. Keep pushing poppin', hoes dockin'. You know I'm watchin', the club rockin'. None stoppin', that ass be droppin'. For that cash, show the beat droppin'. Make it clap, make it wiggle, yeah, make it jiggle. You see me, my niggas in the club, VIP. Come and chill with a G, let me D.I.P.
Drop that ass to the floor, shake that ass, get low. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. Drop that ass to the floor, shake that ass, get low. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. Drop that ass to the floor, shake that ass, get low. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. Drop that ass to the floor, shake that ass, get low. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough. She doing it like a pro, she got me throwing dough.